Welcome in Brenda Ochtenkamp, joining us ahead of the big Thanksgiving holiday. Brenda, do you have big plans for Turkey Day?
Well, not really, but we are doing some of our favorites, of course, and going to travel to my son's house, so he'll set the table, which is kind of exciting. So, yeah, no, and all my kids and I should be there. We're going to have an evening Thanksgiving, though, because my one of my kids is still working that day, so he'll come out late.
That's going to be a change for you, not hosting Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know, I can't tell you what I did last year, but yeah. No, I'm ready to, I'm sure the dishes will arrive in the sink and my hands will have to find them or they won't get done. So not much will change other than the surroundings.
Knowing you, you'd keep busy anyway, though.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah, I'm not one to sit down. But yeah, no, Henry's going to brine a turkey. And I've had brined and then smoked turkey, but I've never done it. So that's what he's learning this week.
Okay.
And he said he bought some special brining thing, so it's a commercial package to brine, and I don't think it takes a commercially purchased thing.
Interesting.
But going to brine it, which is in a salt and water mixture or whatever. And then my husband's niece did this several years ago, and then you smoked it. And it really was a nice, moist turkey. Probably increase the sodium, but hey, it's Thanksgiving. Let's just take it all in.
If there's one day of the year to indulge, it's Thanksgiving.
That's exactly right. That's my whole lecture for the week. Thursday is not the day to give up pie.
No, absolutely.
Give up pie today, but not on Thursday, and you can have a Cool Whip, because very few times throughout the year could I count the containers of Cool Whip that I have in my house. So I say we overindulge on that day and celebrate with family and extended friends and so forth.
Yeah, and just celebrate the fact that we can celebrate this year and every year.
Yes, isn't that true?
So when we're preparing for the Thanksgiving meal, Brenda, what's important for us to remember to keep everybody safe, especially this time of the year?
You know, if you've not taken your turkey out of the freezer or if you haven't bought it, it's not too late. But today's probably the day that's got to happen, because you have to have 24 hours of thawing time in the refrigerator for a frozen turkey that is 4 to 5 pounds.
Okay.
Every 4 to 5 pounds, you need 24 hours. So if you have a 10-pound turkey, you're really talking, get it in the refrigerator this morning, and it's not going to be thawed until early Thursday morning, just in time to put in the oven for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you're not washing the turkey. We do not advise that you wash any poultry. So once it's thawed, you're just taking it out, pulling those innards out of the inside of it, putting it in however you want to roast it, fry it, whatever you're going to do to it. Just take it out of that plastic bag and put it right into the pan and into the oven. And then follow those manufacturer's directions. And, you know, the little, I don't even know what they're called, thermometer's going to pop up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we would still recommend that you use a meat thermometer and you're trying to hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit as internal temperature. And because the turkey is so large, we would take two different probe thermometers, probe them twice, in two different parts of that turkey to make sure that you're at 165 internal temperature.
Okay. And always important to remember to keep the surfaces of which you're going to be eating and getting the plates ready clean. And important to wash those hands before preparing any food, but also before consuming any as well.
That's exactly right. Boy, you've listened to me, or you're just a genius. Yes, all of those things. All of those things, you know. And that's the reason, if you're wanting to know, why don't you wash the turkey? Research has proven that if you wash a turkey, you're just splashing all of that water around on the counters and on the sink and everything else, so that you increase risk for everything else in the kitchen. So it's just much safer just to put it straight into the oven, you know, and cook it that way. You know, and the other thing you might want to start thinking about today is, have you really cleaned out your refrigerator? You know, you're going to have extra food plus extra leftovers following the dinner. So clean out your refrigerator, get it all cleaned out, throw out any science experiments, that process can be done, and make room for it, you know. And then the other thing that I would say is, if you've never checked the temperature of your refrigerator, you know, a refrigerator should be running at 38, 40 degrees max. And then, you know, think about leftovers. And if you have a lot of leftovers, put them into smaller serving size, quart size containers. And if you cannot stack things when you put them in the refrigerator, food is going to cool faster. Because there again, everything's been heated up to 165 degrees or even hotter. You want to drop it within 2 hours to below 41 degrees Fahrenheit. So you want to make sure that, and when you put a lot of warm food into the refrigerator, the whole refrigerator temperature drops.
Sure. And we've talked before about that. Sometimes you want to, maybe if an item is still warm, leave it out on the counter for a little bit, right?
Right. You would. And remember, it's the 2-hour rule, which you have a little bit of room either side. And by the time you take something out of the oven, you know, get the buffet line or the table set, and then you consume it, you're talking 2 hours, so food is cooled down. But yeah, if you take something straight out of the oven and you're not going to consume it right away, to leave it sit there 30, 45 minutes is not a problem, and then putting it in the refrigerator. Remember, aluminum cools faster than plastic, and plastic cools faster than glass. Mm-hmm. So, and I love my glass reheatable kind of containers that I'm using now. They work so much better in the microwave, I think. But those are holding the warmth and the heat in more. So if you're putting leftovers or things into glass containers, to leave the lid popped a little bit.
Okay.
You know, leave it, sit on the counter, let it cool 30-45 minutes, but then leave that lid popped and go back about an hour later or something in the fridge and close it down after it does cool down.
Okay. Anything else you want to add this morning, Brenda?
You know, that's really all. The other thing is we'd recommend that you don't stuff the turkey. And so, you know, if you make a wonderful stuffing, and in fact, I'm going to make a new recipe for stuffing at my house, so I'm excited this week for that. And but we would tell you not to stuff it in the cavity of the turkey, to do it in a separate dish, and it's all for food safety. Making sure that the internal temperature of that stuffing inside that cavity reaches 165 degrees is really hard to probe and hard to predict. So just to reduce foodborne illness risks, just put it in a separate dish.
And again, the big takeaway I had this morning, do not wash the turkey. And that's not just for turkey. You said that's for all poultry.
All poultry. Even chicken. Every Sunday when you have chicken for dinner, you just take it out of that bag and put it in the pan. So any turkey.
Okay.
Yep, yep. And you can even Google. YouTube has a great short video that was put up together by USDA that kind of shows what happens with all those splashes that go around.
Sure. It makes sense. It's going to get everywhere.
Yep, yep. It does. So just to cook it, you know, and for some of us, that's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's not that you're going to, you know, meet your ultimate by doing that, but you're going to have increased risks for acquiring foodborne illness. You know, and then what I would say is don't give up pie, don't give up other things, but maybe take smaller servings, because we know we all are probably going to overeat a little bit and then pay for it as we feel not that great Friday morning. But hopefully it's just fullness, so pace how much and take smaller serving sizes of things so that you can savor all those flavors.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's
and how long will some of those items be good after Thanksgiving, the leftovers that we leave in the fridge or even the freezer in some situations?
Great comment. USDA recommends that you can keep leftovers 3 to 4 days. So putting your leftovers in quart-sized containers following the dinner on Thursday and put it in the refrigerator, you can snack on those safely through Monday, you know, 3-4 days, and then you either need to throw those leftovers away or put them into the freezer, and then if they've been put into the freezer in a nice, tight container or tight plastic wrap or something, you're talking 6 to 12 months depending on what it is. You know, and with a lot of our leftovers, you're going to have some moisture that will come about from freezing.
Sure.
So the quality deteriorates a little bit, but as long as you have a good freezer that's tight sealed and the way you package your things, it's going to last up to 12 months.
Well, Brenda, we appreciate the time as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the staff of the Extension, and happy Thanksgiving to the family as well.
Great, thanks.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after this quick break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.